Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Jackie Palomino, and I am here to make my debut podcast for my whole podcast debut. I am so happy to be here, folks, and today, for my first debut topic, we will be talking about scams. Scams, what are they? Obviously, if anyone has been on the internet, if anyone has been alive for the past, 30 years, 40, even 50, you would know what a scam is. Or, maybe you're not too familiar with them. What have you been doing? Living under a rock? Well, in this podcast today, I will be showing you, talking to you about how to avoid them and what to look for in a scam. But mostly with this, to be more specific, I will be talking about internet scams more than actual scams that you would find on the street. And honey, there are so many of them. Maybe in the future, I will make another podcast about scams you would find on the streets, you know, like vendors, just things. I'm gonna have to make points on that, but for now, right now, we're gonna be doing scams that you would usually find in the internet. Now, how to avoid being scammed is to be skeptical. Question everything that you're doing on the internet. Never go into something just don't do something stupid and don't go blind into something you're not familiar with. Something that involves your information, as I will talk more about on that point, but always be skeptical. Don't ever go into something blind. Make sure you do your research on everything that you're unfamiliar with on the internet, because anyone can figure out how to get your information. Anyone can trick you. If you're not careful, you're an easier target to be scammed, to getting scammed. So, even in the safest areas of the web, there also could be gray areas in the most safest webs, unless you're in an official, let's put those quotations, official websites. Because sometimes when they say official, they could have maybe something that could be a little gray in those, if you dig deep enough. But of course, not all the time, but it's always good to be better safe than sorry. So, yeah, just a little word of advice for the future, to always have an antivirus. They're not hard to find. Just look up antivirus for your computer or your phone and it's not that hard. Just look it up, download it, make sure you read the reviews before downloading it, because some of these antiviruses, put in the quotations, they could be a scam virus, as some people would think. Moving on to number two, always guard your information. That's like common sense, obviously, but some people just doing it unwillingly. Like, sometimes you give out your information that you don't even know that you're giving out your information. It's hard to not give out, like, simple information that someone could still find you with even just looking up your name. If you're, like, frequent on the internet and you have so many social media, if a weirdo were to find your name or your any vital information about you, they could steal that and use that to their own advantage. They would be using it to maybe try to get to your information, bank information, even though it could come up fruitless as to today's security accounts, other than actually just typing in a name and your money's gone. That's not how it works. I'm sure that now it's easier to just put in your information and then you would probably find something, but it's always good to be safe, more better safe than sorry, to never give out your actual name, never give out your personal information that you feel like is really vital to your accounts and all that. Just, it's pretty common sense. I don't know why I had to mention it, but you know what? Just mention it and, you know? I'll be right back. So let's just take a little break for about maybe a minute so that we can get ourselves prepared. And while you make sure that you have your antivirus installed into your phone or computer. Thank you. And we're back. Welcome back to my podcast, to our second and final segment of my debut podcast of how to avoid scams. I'm glad that you stuck around, dear listeners. And for this segment, we will be talking about how to find these scams and what do they look like, and for some actual examples. But first, let's talk about what to do when you find one. Obviously, don't click on it. It's common sense about these things, but some people just, it's just harder to find like a way not to just click on the link. By link, I mean fake links, fake websites, fake video links, you know, all those. You can find them anywhere. Comment sections, adult websites, just anywhere you can put a link. They could even be in your email. I mean, spam email. And the ones that you usually find are like, you won $1,000. You won a trip to the spa. You won just like bullcrap like that, that you obviously didn't win anything if you didn't even apply to win for anything. That's pretty simple. Just don't, if you see anything like you won something and you obviously didn't, why click on it? Just like the Nigerian prince scam. Obviously, you don't have a relative. If you're not Nigerian, if you're not like anywhere with ties with Africa, don't click on the link to send your relative from Nigeria, that's a prince, don't send them money. Like, you literally don't know this person. Why send them money? It's just common sense, but somehow these always get people scammed. Like, come on, guys. I know it's just too good to be true nowadays, you know? Like, you have to work for money. Like, yes, and these scumbags just want the easy way out to just scam mindless people, especially grandmothers, grandfathers, old people that literally are starting to figure out what phones are. Like, I remember when my grandmother got scammed out of 5K, maybe 15K. Some scumbag found out my brother's military info, and to cut it short, they tricked her into thinking that he was in jail, and in reality, he wasn't in jail. He was actually at home, and he called her, and when she fished out the 515K, we sent it out, and we never saw that money again, or those people. So, yeah, scammers could do we'll use any median, to scam somebody. So don't answer phone calls, because that's how a lot of old people get scammed. It's that they answer phone calls that they think they know, and they find out that it's IRS, wanting an additional fee to, I don't know, just whatever. Just don't answer the phone call if you don't know the number, or you'll never see your money again, and the police can't do anything about it because they just can't. It's hard to find anything out just through one phone number that's an unknown phone number from maybe Nigeria or Jamaica or somewhere out of the country. And yeah, just don't answer the phone. Tell your grandmothers and grandfathers that, or your aunts and uncles. Just tell them not to answer the phone unless it's someone they know. Yeah. So with those fake links, don't click on it, okay? Like, literally don't click on it if you think it looks sketchy. Like, even with an antivirus, that virus link will total your computer, even if you have a antivirus, don't click on it. It's just not worth it, you know? It's just sad to think of all these people that are just using other people to get money an easy way, which is the worst way to getting it. It's really sad, you know? It's really sad. Beware of counterfeit checks. You know, we don't really see checks nowadays. It's usually credit card or cash. But, I mean, most businesses don't use checks anymore because of this. What I'm talking about is counterfeit checks, obviously. Usually when this scam happens, the scammer would usually send you more of the amount of money than was made out for the accepted price. So what would happen is that they would tell you to send back the rest and then wire back the rest, and you can just keep the initial price amount as they already bought. They bought the product, or they gave you the check, and then you just wire back the rest. But what you don't know is that you've already wired back the money, and the bank doesn't realize that it's fake until after a few hours sitting in the bank. And the bank recognizes it as a counterfeit, because it is. So your money is history. Just avoid this altogether. You could just avoid checks altogether and accept cash only. Yeah, so don't. It's pretty self-explanatory. This is all just common sense if you actually think about it. I'm just here to just report on it, just to remind you about it, you know? So, yeah, I am getting to the end of my, segment, so I wish you all a good Saturday morning, well, whenever you're reading, listening to this podcast, I wish you a good day, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day, just stay away from scams. Like, literally, just use your head. Use your head. And don't give your money out like it's candy. So, I love you all. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Jackie Palomino, and signing out.